Tickets are on sale now. Get more information via flyingvconcerts.com and see you at Signal Brewery on June 14th.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Good morning. It is 8 a.m. on Wednesday, June 3rd, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Ara McCauley, and this is your morning news brief. Starting with some traffic updates to keep in mind if you're hitting the road this morning. On Bath Road between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. Over on King Street West from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays for the installation of sanitary and water mains at the intersection of Montreal Street and John Counter Boulevard. Construction repairs continue. John Street from Montreal to Bagot is closed to complete water and sanitary service upgrades. Bagot Street from Johnson to William is also closed to repair a broken water service. Motorists should expect delays on Taylor Creek Boulevard and Collins Bay Road as contractors complete paving operations. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue will be closed from 8:40 to 9:20 this morning as part of the School Streets program. Ray Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Construction continues on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division as part of a major reconstruction project. University Avenue from Johnson to Earl is closed through June 5th for the removal of service. Sydenham Street is closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen for the Sydenham Street community space. And long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen between Johnson and William and Barry Street at Queen. Today's weather, mainly sunny today with wind becoming southwest to 20 kilometers per hour in the afternoon, high 27, humidex of 28, and a UV index of 8 or very high. Tonight, you'll see a few clouds, wind southwest to 20 kilometers per hour, becoming light in the evening and a low of 11. Coming up at 5, Kingston Immigration Partnership has collaborated to develop the Welcoming Agencies Declaration to reduce barriers for people with irregular immigration status. The declaration ensures access to support and services for individuals without fear of having their immigration status reported to the Canada Border Service Agency or police for the purpose of deportation or immigration detention. This has been your morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
English language.
I can sing pretty good.
Well, not good. Haven't you ever heard of the English language?
Don't pull a flip out, Mama.
Yeah, sometimes shook up old ladies. Get cut.
Come on, honey.
Well, the city, as you know, it's gone where all that's left alive. Yeah, crowd around the streets, it's patched to what we can survive. We're gonna do just what we wanna do. Get out of the way, we're wrecking crew, God. Crew, yeah, we'll do just what you wanna do. Get out of the way, we're a wrecking crew.
guys. What? Hold on a second. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Mo.
Welcome to CFRC. You guys have volume on yours. Like, you gotta turn those knobs.
Great.
There we go.
Hey. Oh,
there we are. Buttons and knobs. Welcome to CFRC.
Figure it out, Jeff.
I just
figure your life out.
All right. Tall order. That's a tall order.
I thought you were a better man.
It's looking me right in the eye. Welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition. We are live. It is June 3rd, 2026.
And we've got to think about that one.
I did.
Yeah.
We've got a full house today. Who do we got in the booth today?
We've got Simone the Moan.
It's Vinny.
And
Dominic.
Dominic. Superfan Dominic joining us once again. Thank you.
Oh, yes. You're welcome, but I didn't give any money last year. I'm sorry.
Pay up. That's when the mob is here.
Lock the doors.
Yeah. I have a wide degree in jiu-jitsu.
So we better be careful. So we've got a very good show today. We're here until 10 a.m. and Dominic is come on as our special guest. We're going to explore the genres of rockabilly and psychobilly. Very excellent genres, high energy rock. What would you say?
Yeah, it's.
Is there a pun in that?
If you like cruising with a car through North America, it's music to listen to.
Too true.
Yeah. Mm.
So cruise with us for the next 2 hours. It's gonna be a good mix. Gonna be a good bop. I'm very excited.
I'm ready to bop because right after this show, I'm headed for a root canal.
Oh.
Yeah, nice. So
that's
made
my
me forget about this.
Waste of time. I had three.
I need some psychobilly to get me going through the rest of the day.
This is excellent. I love it. So good way to prime our morning. So stick with us. Crank it up to 11. We're gonna keep things moving and grooving. We had the Wrecking Crew by the Meteors just now, and we're gonna go with another tune from the Meteors. This is Rawhide, the cover of Rawhide, right here
on CFRC 101.9
awesome.
FM.
Let's do it.
This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Shake the leg.
hear your voice. Oh, when you call my name now, child, I really have no choice.
This is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
Well, get your face all pretty and your hair done right, cause we're gonna do the town tonight. I'm a-coming into town and I'm right on time. I still got your loving on my mind. I'm a-coming home, I'm gonna make some love. I'm a-coming home, my little turtle dove. I'm a-coming home to make sweet love to you. Well, I see on down the road, there's a big truck stop. Got a pretty little waitress with a carrot top. She's pretty as a doll, pretty as can be. Baby, don't you worry, she ain't nothing to me. I'm a-coming home, I'm gonna make some love. I'm a coming home, my little turtle dove. I'm a coming home to make sweet love to you. I'm a coming home, I'm gonna make some love. I'm a coming home, my little turtle dove. I'm a coming home to make sweet love to you.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Watching you.
Just talking.
Yeah.
And I was saying, like, I was getting ready to go because sometimes those songs can end on a dime and then I had to be ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was just saying that was a cover of Motorhead, Ace of Spades.
Totally.
And I thought, like, if he said, you know Motorhead, and I thought, like, one song. And it was that song.
It was that song. Mm.
That was it.
Oh, wow.
You only know one Motorhead song.
That's it. It's on Spades, I think.
That is a good one to know. That was a cover by Batmobile. Was that the band?
Yes. I think they are British, but they could be Dutch as well. I'm not sure.
Honestly. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you're on the program today. If you're just joining us, this is CFRC 101.9 FM, and we've got super fan Dominic joining us to do a rockabilly psychobilly special.
Yes, that's my PhD was about rockabilly and psychobilly and the influence of European culture.
Excellent.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad that we've got you on because it's a high energy show today. It's fantastic.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to Indie Wake Up Wednesday. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
I'm Vinny.
And I'm Dominic.
There we go. We
got I think
this
right?
is like the Brady Bunch. He's like, and I'm Marsha.
Marsha.
I'm Dr. Nick.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, hello, Dr. Nick.
It's like in Simpsons.
Exactly. Before Batmobile with Ace of Spades, we had Cousin Harley with I'm Coming Home. Also in that last set, King Kong and the Shrines with Torture. We had Margaret Lewis with her classic rockabilly tune from 1958, Shake a Leg. And we opened it up with the Meteors and their cover of Rawhide.
Oh.
Only the Meteors are real psychobilly.
Yeah. Now, that's why we brought you in, Dominic. You're the expert. Do tell us, and to the listeners that are just tuning in that might not know much about psychobilly, what is it?
Yeah, psychobilly is a blend of different music styles. So it's mainly based on rockabilly. You know, you have that typical snare drum and maybe these semi-acoustic guitars. And the slap bass.
Oh, yeah.
And but there's a good portion of punk into it. It was a youth movement, or maybe it's still a youth movement, and it's kind of a mixture of punks and skinheads and with a rockabilly kind of haircut.
Yeah. It's a great, like, blending of high-energy, sort of, yeah, rebellious genres.
Yeah, it was always wild. You had to be careful a little bit if you went to a concert.
Yeah. Now that we've got you here, any wild psychobilly concert stories?
You know. Well, I was more on the rockabilly side, so I could never cross the line. I didn't like these pleached jeans.
Yeah.
And my hair was a little bit too long for psychobilly. And when I went to a psychobilly concert, they always were looking at me suspiciously.
Really? Right?
they realize I'm not the real deal.
So what would be the psychobilly look then if I was going to like infiltrate one of these shows?
Yeah, it was a pompadour, kind of a pompadour, but it was, I think, called a flat top.
Okay.
And the sides were shaved.
Okay.
So, and then you had kind of maybe these, we called it bomber jackets, you know, these army jackets, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then you had a pleached jeans and high Doc Martens.
Okay.
Then as a psychobilly, as a rockabilly, maybe you were a little bit smoother, right? So you had jeans, you had maybe cowboy boots or something like that. You had a leather jacket, a chain on the side, right? So with your wallet and a bandana, right?
This is very specific, but I like it. I might have to start adopting this
See,
look.
I feel like
the bandana.
Yeah.
Psychobilly, when I think of like blending music and then, you know, you go to a show and you're like, well, I don't know if I'm fitting in. It's almost like, was it the first time when like rap and country blended together, right? And they started making this whole new people. The like 50 Cent showed up at like a Alan Jackson concert. Right. People are like, what are you doing here? And then all of a sudden, we got some hits.
Yeah, so maybe that takes a little bit of like massaging.
Look what we
started. Yeah, and of course, it got beat up as well.
There you go.
That starts the riots and the fights.
If you guys, what's the best like? What's your best beat 'em up story at a concert? Either of you. You gotta have something.
I never got beat up, but someone jumped in my face.
Really?
Like, yeah, from the stage.
Oh, no kidding.
I was at. I remember Billy Talent.
Yeah.
Maybe played at AJ's. Then it was Billy Talent, and I was there with a friend who happens to be a giant as well. And like people were jumping, crowd surfing, and a guy jumped down and like poked me in the eye, like as he's trying to jump in. Ooh, of course, I then got mad and I hit somebody, and then realized I hit somebody that was a lot bigger than I was.
Oh,
and
amazing.
Then I used my friend as a shield.
Nice. Yeah,
it's
cool.
It's very important to have good friends.
Yeah, bigger friends. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Even friends who are really scary. That helps.
Absolutely. Is moshing a big part of psychobilly? I know.
Yes, totally. Mm. So the first rows were kind of reserved for at the Meteors concert. They had their own fan club.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They had their own logo, and they looked also, they had these baseball jackets, which in Europe kind of was not a thing, right? So, so only these guys could mosh in the front.
Really?
You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Otherwise, they would smash out your teeth, bro.
No, crazy.
With their boots. No, maybe not that bad.
Maybe
but
not that bad, but
you know.
You get shoved out.
Yeah,
it's not your mosh.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, nice, excellent.
Vinny, maybe crucified.
Be terrifying. Simone, mosh?
Any
roughhousing at concerts?
I've never tried it.
What's the roughest concert you've ever been to?
The roughest?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think I've been to a rough concert.
We got to figure this out.
Yeah.
Dominic, you said there's a psychobilly show coming to Kingston.
Yes, the Reverend Horton Heat.
Reverend Horton Heat.
So do you dance at these things at all? Or do you like bang your head and just stand in a spot? Or
no,
like,
you
like,
dance and push the other guys around.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd say the craziest I would say would be like Slaughter to Prevail.
Okay.
It's like a metal band.
It sounds metal.
Yeah. Like there's some. You see these videos of these punk kids these days, and are having these brawl metal concerts in Denny's. You've seen these on the internet.
No.
So check it out. These metal shows in Denny's.
Crazy.
Denny's? But these kids, they're like swinging their arms around like they're trying to punch ghosts.
Oh,
but like, you know what I'm talking.
I've seen
this. Seen
that where they're like off on their own and they're kind of like in The Simpsons, right? Like, I gotta do this, and if you get in my way,
interesting. And it's like
the windmill dancing.
That's it.
Oh yeah, we call it that. But
like, I just pulled something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that's the problem of all these venues in Kingston closing down. Just to get it off on an aside, is that what do we have left? Denny's.
Do it. Denny's is desperate.
So we need to go see.
You get a grand slam if you dance it.
In more ways than one, I guess. Yeah. So, Reverend, what's the band name again?
Reverend Horton Heat.
Reverend Horton Heat. We're going to get there.
Classic North American, or a huge American psychobilly.
Okay.
Band, rockabilly.
So we're going to get Simone in some Doc Martens, some bleached ripped jeans, a bomber jacket, and, their hair is already fantastic. We don't need to do anything with
no,
that.
No, that's fine.
And
that's
fine.
And we're going to teach you how to mosh. It'll be fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah. I was moshing myself before we get back to the tunes. I moshed.
When you mosh, do you have to like go up on the stage, then throw yourself into the audience?
Or can someone
just lift you? Like,
but
where
it's
you
possible
are?
That the singer punches you in the face if you go up. It's also
what you want.
Yeah, because the crowd surfing, it's not crucial to it. Yeah.
So that very same concert, Big Boy.
Yeah.
I won't say his name, but we'll say Big Boy because he was like I'm 6'1", and he was a giant to me.
Really.
Mm-hmm. And we saw people getting up on stage, and like people will prepare. Like, is the security will usually know, like, you're not going to come over here. You want to get up and crowd surf. We'll kind of mediate this. And so people get up and they'd be like, all right, come on, Vinny, let's go. And then he gets up. Swear to God, everybody moves out of the way.
Oh, really?
No.
We're not lifting this guy.
No way.
way. He's gonna break all of our arms.
And be a good climb sport. Back down. Don't jump with your feet first.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what, do you just kind of lay back or something?
Or however you land, like just
face first?
Yeah. Like
and just
jumping in the pool.
On your back, usually. You want to kind of like,
do you just kind of lay down or just...
Yeah. Hope for the best. It's a trust system.
I mean, we have to try that.
I think so.
I think you are ready.
We should just get a crowd out in front in the parking lot here at CFRC and show Simone how to crowd surf
practice. Yeah. Crowd surf class. Right. Yeah, we don't have a crowd surf club. Because when I moshed at the Broom Factory about a month ago.
Yeah, this was recently, right?
Yeah. They were very, like, anti-crowd surf. Someone would get up on top of the people and the security would immediately, like, take them down. Because it's a hard
and
concrete
Jeff
floor.
Spent the rest of the night in the
it's
hospital.
It's also all ages.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, like, how did you manage to crowd surf?
Crowd surf. I just moshed. I watched some other people.
What's the difference?
Well, crowd surfing obviously is when you're up on top, right?
You're riding.
But moshing is just a circle of people that are just pushing each other.
Yeah. They're like trying to test the limit between. Do you want to fight? And is this fun?
Yeah. Because it's getting the aggression out. And it's having a good time. You meet people that way because you're like, who's sweaty back? Am I rubbing up against?
This sounds like a boys thing.
I don't know. Yeah, like, because they're savage.
Yeah.
They're emotional. And you know what? Yeah.
You got to be careful.
Say, I'm frustrated.
Okay, got some emotional girls and some emotional boys in there.
Oh, yeah, there's emotions all in there.
But then guys are like,
no, this is one of those things where, like, I'm just having fun, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, oh, yeah? That's great fun.
I'm excited.
It's always fun.
I guess when we get Simone to crowd surf, if it's at the Broom Factory, we got to do it quick. We got to get her up, get her in there before security rips her down. It's going to be fun.
Oh,
Project
my goodness. Okay.
Simone Wave.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, we better get back to the tunage. And next break, we're going to talk about food from our punk rock sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
That's right. I love it so much. We're going to keep things moving and grooving. It's our Psychobilly special right here on CFRC. Here's a classic from The Blasters. This is from the Streets of Fire soundtrack with One Bad Stud right here
on CFRC.
The place to be.
Country blues. look, I know what a JPEG is. I just want a picture of a goddang hot dog.
Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming right round the bend. Train, train, coming right round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down the line. Train, train, coming down the line. Well, it's bringing my baby, 'cause she's my all. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. Never will again.
This is Matthew Barber mumbling because I've got a samosa in my mouth, and I just want you to know that CFRC 101.9 rocks.
Cheese for a California cheeseburger.
Back, everybody.
Hey.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
This is Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition. We've got a special show today. If you're just tuning in, it's a full house. We got Feed the Thrill in the house. He's wandering around the studio somewhere. I think him and Chance are playing Pogs in the office. And we got Superfan Dominic on today.
Yay.
How are you doing, Dominic?
I'm good.
Excellent.
Too much coffee this morning, maybe.
That's never a bad thing. We just heard Bloodshot Bill with Impresto off his album called Psycho-Billy. We're doing a Psychobilly showcase, or as I like to call it, a Psychobilly freakout, all morning long.
Mm.
Good time.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Dominic, you've been a long-time listener and supporter of the program.
Yes, but not last year.
Right. I'm a supporter in, like, the moral
in
sense.
In spirit.
Yes.
I always want to call, but often then I realize that I hear the taped version of the show.
True. Yeah, that can happen, yes. But we're here live now, and I'm glad that you're on. I'm glad that we've got you on.
Thanks.
And we're talking about our favorite genre, psychobilly, rockabilly. It's just good summertime party music. That's what I got to say
about
that.
I was bopping in the bathroom.
Were you bopping in the bathroom?
On my way back, and I come back in, but you were talking, what were we talking about when we started?
Just the tunes.
The tunes. So what did we just hear the last one?
The last one was Impresto by Bloodshot Bill. Then before that, we had The Cramps with Human Fly, buzz, buzz, buzz. We had Batmobile again with Kiss Me Now. We had a classic from The King, Elvis Presley with Mystery Train, and we opened it up with the Blasters.
Okay, I want to talk about the Batmobile. Is it Badmobile?
No, it's Batmobile.
Batmobile. Like Batmobile. Okay.
I'm not enunciating
my
T's.
So is that like a... Is that a massive part of that genre? Like, is that a
what, Batmobile? Yeah. Or the band? Or
the band, yeah.
The car.
No, the band, yeah.
Unless the car is somehow
player in the genre. It was always one of my favorite bands because they had some musical skills.
Yeah.
not just banging around.
Not just banging around.
Totally fair.
Yeah. But this is all 80s, 90s psychobilly. I'm not even sure whether psychobilly is still around. Probably.
Yeah, like we've got newer bands like the Itchy Bonds. Later on, we've got a new guy out of Japan that's been rocking out. You know, I think it's still a thing.
Alive and kicking.
Yeah. Bloodshot Bill's still going around doing his thing.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to bring it back.
Yeah.
He's from Montreal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's very good entertainer. I went to a concert in Montreal. Tell me what it was.
In Montreal?
I'm losing it.
Oh.
Little Honda.
Oh, not the 5678, no.
No.
Little Honda. That's
what the hell? But he showed up as a surprise guest.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. That'll come to us in a second. We'll figure that out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Middle of the night.
Exactly.
But I call next week.
Yeah. I remembered.
To know.
But we need more coffee from our amazing sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Nice. At the corner of Barry and Clergy Street. Excuse me. At the corner of Barry and Clergy Street. Get down there and get yourself some coffee, get some ice cream. We got a lot of sweet treats in the lobby there.
We sure do.
It's fantastic.
If you guys are interested, you know.
Yesterday I actually had the pleasure of stopping by.
Oh,
and I saw Jeff showing up for work on time, might I add.
Oh, thank you.
Good job. I wish we had a soundboard with some applause there. But and I found myself chugging 4 liters of chocolate milk.
That's not a bad thing.
Mm. Is it? Is it? Because it's great. So it's Limestone Organic Creamery's chocolate milk.
Oh,
it's
like
12%. It's so good.
It's a milkshake, basically.
It's basically a milkshake, and I had a sausage roll. Now, I had asked you.
Together?
So I'll tell you.
From both ends, like Lady and the Tramp.
So I had the sausage roll, and I had asked you for what?
Hot sauce.
And you said you had...
No hot sauce.
And you did have...
Catsup.
And...
Moutarde.
Okay, and both things I was like, nah, whatever. I have those at home, but I've got hot sauce. Because, like, what would be better on this than hot sauce? So...
Mustard.
I live in Amherstview. So it's about a 20-minute drive from...
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Thank you. Old Farm Fine Foods.
Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
And then I get caught up on phone calls, and I grab the sausage roll because it was sitting in my truck, and it was a hot day. My sunroof was open. Forgot about it, so I go back out, and stayed warm.
Oh.
Great, perfect, right? And then I thought, I did not want any of the hot sauces that I had there, so I grabbed mustard.
And you were not wrong.
I was not wrong.
Oh, my goodness. So I tried hot sauce, and it was nothing like mustard is. So I really want to apologize publicly, Jeff.
Grovel.
For questioning your taste. I've only got mustard thing because that's all you need comment.
Hey, we're all brothers in condiments here. Listen, I love hot sauce on everything. I'll put it on ice cream if I have the chance. But the sweet mustard with the sausage roll, with the Old Farm Fine sausage roll?
They owned me.
Fantastic. It's the sausage rolls are so popular at Old Farm that they've started bringing them out for breakfast. Normally we'd get them out hot for lunch, but too many people want them first thing in the morning. So if you get there early in the morning, get yourself an Old Farm Fine sausage roll.
So Jeff's trying to say that he showed up early in the morning. No, it was like 11 o'clock.
It's like 10. It's like 10 o'clock. But either way, our amazing sponsors, we're in full summertime mode at Old Farm, and everything's just humming along. It's good stuff out there.
It's great.
Neighborhood's bumping, you know.
And I also noticed, maybe I've never noticed this, that you have an iced coffee.
Yeah, we started doing iced coffee.
All right.
Self-serve, mind you. I'm not a barista.
Yeah.
You got to make it yourself.
Yeah.
All the elements are there, though.
You just sell your cold coffee.
Yeah.
Day before.
Well, it's perfect. Like, we'll brew up a coffee in the afternoon, put it in the fridge overnight, and then after that, it's done. Like, we only do it for one day. Because I see the Tim Hortons commercials where they're, like, steeped for 18 hours. I'm like, you just left it in the fridge for 2 days.
They're like, that's what do we do with this? Hang on to it for a second.
But it's a long
second. I have an idea.
So we have standards at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
To pivot back a little bit to the psychobilly genre before we get back to the tunes, any like crazy food, like what's the craziest thing that any one of you has tried to eat at a concert? Do you try and eat a hot dog while you're at a mosh pit or anything like that? I know I'm grasping at straws here.
No,
I'm trying to stay on topic.
I had a hot dog at a Matthew Good concert.
Were you trying to eat and enjoy at the same time?
I did both of those things.
Okay.
I only got drunk.
Perfect. Excellent.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
If it's a thick pint, it could be considered a meal.
Okay, yeah. Absolutely.
Totally fair.
Simone?
No.
You had a cool look on her face. Did you ever have one of the Cronuts?
No, I've never had the Cronuts.
Okay, I had one of those. I don't say that's weird, but like, I think that'd be it. I had shawarma. So we'll talk more about one of the events I recently attended on our next break.
Because,
But we'll talk, and we'll talk more about that. But I had, we'll talk later.
Okay, we got community events roundup after 9, and we'll talk about what's going on with Vinny's shawarma story. Until then, we're back to the Psychobilly playlist. Right now, we've got Frenzy with Misdemeanor right here
at CFSC.
101.9 FM.
Yeah. Awesome.
men, the lowest form of evil. Rattlor's evil head strikes. Tongue Lasher, whose evil tongue lashes.
Snakes, I'm ready for him.
But is He-Man ready for their king, Hiss? When his skin comes off, his evil comes out. King Hiss, Tongue Lasher, and Rattlor, new from the Masters of the Universe, each sold separately from Mattel. Are you ready for the Snake Men?
Peace and contentment when it-